Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Escape your everyday with out-of-this-world action. From the gritty apocalypse of the Walking Dead universe to the cyberpunk realm of The Watch and the criminal underbelly of Gangs of London, AMC Plus is more than entertaining. It's epic. Feel all the chills and thrills with Shudder's Halfway to Halloween month. Experience Shudder's biggest month of horror featuring a new season of Creepshow and new movie premieres every week, all available ad-free and on demand. Start your free trial today at amcplus.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, Juicy Lemoners, before we start the show, we wanted to remind you to follow and subscribe to us on whichever podcasting app you're listening to. And as always, enjoy the show. How do you fall for a multi-level marketing scheme? This week on Lemon, it's Hey Hun time, and how does someone fall for that MLM trap? And what the heck is going on in America? And as always, we have some exciting news recommendations to share with you. Each week, we dissect the conversation Asian millennials are having, so don't go in here because you're listening to Lemon.
What a time to smell the open fire, untangle Christmas light, dress up a star.
Oh, what a time. Hello, welcome to the Lemon Show. As always, my name is Philip Cooch.
And my name is Thomas Chang.
And the intro might sound a bit different today because, Tom, you've finally released your song.
I have.
How does it feel? Like, 2 years of hard work, your work has now been finally out there.
It just feels, I don't know, it just feels a bit surreal, and it just feels, I feel like I'm a bit like Katy Perry when I Kissed a Girl came out. If anybody's seen that video on YouTube, it's like Katy Perry when she first heard a song on the radio, she's like dancing like crazy. That was me last night when I heard that on 3AW.
It's so crazy. Your song was actually like playing all over the radio last night.
I think it feels like, because it's been so long and I've been waiting for it, and finally it hits, I'm like, okay, what's next? Kind of.
Well, what does your mom think? Because Like we love your mom, but there's been, over the past 2 years, she's been telling you to stop music and get a job. So what does she think about it?
I think this song hasn't cemented her reasoning of why I quit the dental industry. It's probably helping her understand a little bit better. Oh, he's got a song on the radio. Okay, maybe this could still be a possible career for him. But unless she sees my money check or my royalties come in, she's got to keep going. Go back to dental.
Well, I streamed it 10 times last night. So that's like...
Zero point. You gave me about 10 cents.
About 10 cents. Well, look, I felt being charitable last night.
So please, guys, stream the song. It's called Christmas Is Here by CDB featuring Diesel. Every stream, I get 0.0027 cents. And I know that doesn't sound a lot, but if everybody could stream, I could possibly get $1.
Well, I have to say, I am so proud of you. I've watched you work your ass off in the past 2 years.
Thanks.
And there's been so many people, you know, questioning what you're doing. And I feel like yesterday when it came out, when we're recording now, it was like your proof that all the hard work you've been doing has just paid off. So I'm so proud of you.
I mean, like, obviously it sounds good now, but I'll be having a mental breakdown every week. But it paid off, guys. So chase your dreams. But moving on.
Well, it's my, I decide when we were going to move on. But moving on, this week's question is, in the spirit of Christmas and your song coming out, other than your song, of course, what is your go-to Christmas song?
I had to think about this for a while. I think, like, a lot of people's go-tos, I would have said Mariah Carey Along for Christmas, but that's like so generic and that's everybody's favorite. But when I actually sat down and thought about it, I think it might be, have you heard Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brendan Lee?
Can you sing it?
It goes like, no, I don't believe the Christmas holiday. And the reason why I think that's one of my favorites is because, have you seen the movie Home Alone?
Yes, there gives you the Christmas vibe, that song. Yes, I love it.
So when I listen to it, it reminds me of Macaulay Culkin, whatever his name is.
Yep.
And funny, did you know Catherine O'Hara, the the mother in Schitt's Creek. She's the mother of Kevin.
I know. I saw that in a YouTube video the other day.
That's weird.
Yeah, amazing how things go come around full circle.
But what about you? What is your favorite Christmas song?
I think for mine would have to be... Look, to be honest, I'm sick of the Mariah Carey song. I think like... Every year, I can like it's good for the first 10 times, and after that, someone just needs to stop it because it's just overplayed at this point.
But she's the queen of Christmas.
Ah, she is the queen of Christmas. My favorite Christmas song would probably have to be I don't know the title, but I can sing it a bit. So if you guys don't mind,
that's all right. We'll put I'll chuck on autotune on this.
Okay, all right, autotune this. All right, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, rock, jingle bell, swing, and jingle bell. What's the next line?
I think Swing.
Swing Again.
That's not too bad, actually.
Well, I love that song. I think because of Mean Girls, but... I think it's because of Mean Girls, but I just love that Christmas song. It's probably my Christmas jam.
That is actually a pretty good song. But in the spirit of Christmas coming up, I hope you guys are staying safe. Keep washing your hands. But we have a great episode coming up.
Let's take a live look now outside.
Ladies and gentlemen of America.
Ariana Grande lick and spit on the merchandise.
There can be 100 people in the room.
Leave Britney alone.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Rise and shine.
China.
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 Well, 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 well. So right now it's Saturday in Australia and... Look, we're probably literally hours away from finding out who the president of America is.
Oh, wait, we haven't found out yet?
Not yet, but look, Joe Biden has taken leads in all the crucial battle state grounds. And yeah, he's literally like pretty much got it in the bag at this point. For Donald Trump to even make a comeback, it's literally almost impossible now. But look, we can't really make this episode this week without talking about the election because it's just consumed myself and everyone else.
Oh my gosh.
And Tom, yourself as well. Like, you're normally not someone who's into politics. So tell us, why are you into politics for the first time?
It's because of you. I'm never into politics. I have no idea what Republican or Democrat party was until like 2 days ago. You posted nonstop on Facebook and Instagram about me watching the election for 12 hours. Hashtag
I was one of those people. I love it how like during the election, everyone's suddenly a political analyst.
So you started posting it and I'm like, okay, what's the fuss about this? And then I started watching videos about AOC. And then I started watching other videos about Candace Owens. And then I just started binge watching lots of debates. And I'm like, whoa, like this is actually quite interesting. So then I just kept watching and watching and watching. And then now I'm like, whoa, when is Joe Biden going to win?
Well, what's got you into it? Because people listen to this will be like, why would two Australian guys be interested into American politics? But the fact is, a lot of people in Australia and around the world are obsessed with American politics. So why do you think you've became obsessed with it this week?
I think it's because usually in the past, it's very serious. It's very like, you know, this is at people's lives, healthcare, Medicare, and all that political jargon. But now it feels like it's a little bit of a drama. And it seems almost like it's not real in a sense that... one of the political candidates, you obviously know who I'm talking about, isn't right for the people and it doesn't care or have the compassion for people's hearts and their safety and their welfare. So me watching it from a third person party perspective and seeing how America has become what it has become, it just almost seems like a TV show almost.
That's literally what everyone's been saying. It's literally like real life House of Cards. I haven't seen House of Cards, but I just imagine this would be what House of Cards would be like.
Ooh.
And it's just insane what's going on in America right now. It's just like, guys, if you're listening from America, you guys are so divided. What's happening down there? But I think why everyone is so obsessed with American politics is because it's almost no longer about politics. It's about good versus evil at this point. Like, no matter where you stand on politics, it's just like your moral compass to just vote against the orange guy.
But what you said to me a couple of days ago actually made me really think about politics. You said to me, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, both parties want the best for the world, but they both want it in different ways. Mm. And then when you said that to me, I was like, holy shit, you're really wise. I never thought.
I am a political analyst.
You probably stole that from something that you watch on YouTube. But after you said that to me, that does make sense. So it made me think about what we talked about in our previous episodes when we do have friends who are more of a conservative, those who are a little bit more progressive, both want the best for the world, but they just have different ideas of how to get there. And when you said that, I was like, wow, my soul.
Well, I do, like you said, I do think that, you know, in countries like America and Australia where we are very democratic, where we have a very big democratic process, you know, voting counts and everything like that, I do genuinely believe majority of people in politics want the best for their country and want the best for their thing. But when it comes to Donald Trump, you can just tell he's in it for himself. Like, if you watch, I don't know if you watched the last press conference he did.
No, I didn't.
But pretty much Joe Biden has just been taking the lead in all the countries, all the states he needs to take the lead of. And at this point, people are just saying Joe Biden is like 98% chance going to win already. And Donald Trump, he's held a press conference and he's just keeps like being adamant that he's won the election and that every vote that is for Joe Biden is all the mail-in ballots are fraud. Mm. So it's just like, it's just someone who's so narcissistic that he can't even accept that he's lost.
It just sounds like a kid who just is throwing a tantrum at this point.
Yeah, it's just like, you know when you watch like those dynasty historical Chinese dramas and like the evil person finally gets overthrown and he refuses to step down?
And like, it's like exactly that Chinese girl be like, knee, knee.
And he says like all his headpieces like shaking in his head. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what Donald Trump is doing.
It's just one thing that makes you really sad about watching it is that the fear that he's instilling in people, and because a lot of people who are Republican, they are religious people as well, and it makes people who look at people who are religious, who are within that community, it gives them a really bad taste, and it's not doing a true justice of a representation of what the community should be. So then when Donald Trump's, like you said, throwing all these things like I won, obviously it's going to cause a bigger divide in the community of like Democrat versus Republican, and then in the bigger picture, people are going to fight because obviously one person's believing their God and what the leader is saying, another person is trying to go with what's best for the country. So watching it actually just makes me feel sad for certain parts of the community.
But like I said, it's Saturday right now at the time we're recording, and Joe Biden is setting up a stage for a primetime address, and I think we're just hours away of finding out who the president, like confirms who the president is going to be. And by the time this episode comes out, it might be very well that it is Joe Biden.
What can there be a possibility that Trump can win too? Is there like a very...
I think it's just gone past way beyond that because...
But is there still a possibility?
Very slim possibility, because the issue is, just a quick summary, for months now during the campaign, Donald Trump has been telling his followers to not vote by mail because he said it's fraud. And so obviously when the results were coming in first, all of his voters were voting in person, so they counted all those first because they got those votes first. So obviously it showed that he was winning, right? Because they haven't counted the mail-in ballots yet.
Oh.
So suddenly when the mail balloting start coming in and Joe Biden is like taking the lead, he's like, where did all these votes come from? Mm. These are all fraudulent votes. Mm. So that's why he's so delusional. Like, it's just insane how he is handling this. Well, I'm just going to end up with one thing, and I'm just very thankful that in Australia it's compulsory here to vote. Like every single Australian person has to vote, because because we take it for granted. Like we on election day, we normally think, oh shit, like we've got to vote. It's so annoying. Mm. But what we don't realize is that when we have compulsory voting in Australia, it forces the people in politics to really address the concerns of all Australian people, because they have no choice. If they want to get the vote, they have to satisfy everyone.
100%.
So I am so thankful that in Australia we have compulsory voting.
The fine is like $20, which is the reason why I vote.
No, can you believe $20 is enough to get
That's
everyone to
a
vote?
Lot.
But I just hope one day, I don't know, hopefully one day in America in a sometime near future that they do look to Australia and take some inspiration from us, because I think our voting process is just like ace.
Hashtag Dan Andrews.
There'll be more Lemma coming up, but first, here's a few words from today's sponsors.
Last week, you were giving us a little bit of a hype about your encounter with MLMs and cults.
Clickbait, huh?
So, what happened? Like, what is... First of all, for those who don't know what an MLM is, could you just give us a bit of an explanation on what an MLM and what does it stand for?
Okay, so MLM stands for multi-level marketing. And or it's also known as direct marketing. So unlike other businesses where people, you know, advertise and customers come to a shop and stuff like that, these companies, they have a consultant who sell products to people directly. And they normally would have to recruit people. And those people who, that they recruit, when they sell stuff, they make money off that person as well. And then it just goes on and on and on and on. And it kind of looks like a pyramid.
Mm.
Okay, so I was 18 at the time. So fresh out of high school, looking to start my career in anything. And my neighbor, who God bless her, I won't drop her name. God bless her. She's like a grown up. I grew up with her. She's about like 15 years older than me. She's like 30 something. And she came up to me on my 18th birthday, I think, actually. She's like, hey, I just started this business. I think you'd be great for it. And then she told me more about it. And because I was 18 and I was wanted to make some money, I was like, wow, this sounds like a great idea. It's a great opportunity to become my own business owner and yeah, make money.
Mm.
So she invited me to this meeting. And so she's like, oh, you know, this Saturday, we're going to meet up at 9 a.m. at this hotel.
Was there a lot of other people there?
Yeah,
too?
It was like a presentation. So she's like, come along to this presentation, see if you like it. They'll explain everything, you know, how it works and stuff like that. So I went to the meeting at 9 o'clock, dressed in a suit, and there was like lots of people there, like lots of young people, lots of old people.
So the demographic was like both young and old.
Yeah, it was like pretty much like, I think more younger side, but there was definitely lots of older people there as well. And you sit down and then they talk about the business saying, you know, this is not a pyramid scheme. Pyramid schemes aren't even legal in Australia. So, you know, definitely can't be a pyramid scheme.
Oh, so that's a disclaimer from the very start.
But then when they show you how you make the money, it's in the shape of a pyramid. So they're suspicious.
No, this is not a pyramid. This is an obloid or a trapezium.
And then they go to the analogy. They go, you know, if you work in a normal corporate job, that's also a pyramid. So, but you don't call that a pyramid scheme. Like you have the CEO, the boss, and then you have the people working under there.
Mm.
And they're like, you know, what are your chances of becoming the CEO? So wouldn't you rather work for yourself where you can make unlimited money? And so they start the presentation and then Donald Trump pops up.
Oh, okay.
And so Donald Trump, this is before he was president. So I did this when I was like 10 years ago now.
I think 2011 for you.
2011. So Donald Trump wasn't the president yet. And he pops up on the screen. He's like, I endorse ACN, which was the company that
What do they sell? It's like, what product?
They sell telephone services. So like Optus or in America. What do they have in America? AT&T.
Verizon?
Like AT&T, Verizon. I don't know if I'm pronouncing them right. But yeah, like phone companies. Like they sell phone plans. And they sell like energy bills now, and they had this one product that was like their point of difference in 2011. It was the overseas telephone call machine. So it's like a phone machine that can call people overseas at very low cost. And obviously, these people did not hear about. They did not know what Skype was because that's exactly what Skype did. So when I saw they had this product and they're like hyping it up, they're like, Donald Trump endorses this and everything. I'm like, have you guys not heard of Skype?
Was this before like Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp call time?
I think before WhatsApp call time.
Oh,
Still, you had Skype though. Everyone was using Skype. So they're like, you know, we have got this amazing product. Everyone in the world's going to have it one day. So now's a great opportunity to get in early and start selling this and start, you know, selling it. And so, obviously, my neighbor, she was there as well. And she's like, you know, what did you think? And I was like, oh, it looks all right. Like, it seems pretty good. And she kept talking about the money and the money and the money.
Mm.
And obviously, I was like a broke 18-year-old. So, I was like,
did she tell you how much she was making?
I didn't ask her because she just joined as well. She told me she joined like 2 months before me.
So, she wanted you to be under her so she can make money off you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, how much does it cost to join? And she's like, oh, it's a one-off $500.
Oh, my gosh.
$500 fee to get set up to start your own business. This is your investment, they would say.
Mm.
And so I spoke to my mum about it and my dad about it. And obviously they don't know anything about MLMs. And they're like, you know, if you want to do it, my parents, God bless them, they're always like very supportive. Mm. No matter what I want to do, they'll always support me. They'll be like, you know, that's fine. Just do it if you think you can.
So you did it. You paid $500.
I paid $500 to do
it. Oh my gosh.
Like, I was like, it's only $500. What can you lose, you know?
$500?
Yeah, $500. And then they're like, you know, all you got to do is just sell some phone plans. You don't, you know, you don't have to recruit people. This is what they told me when I, before I joined. And then after I joined, they're like to me, you got to recruit people. That's the real way of making money. And so they're like to me, make a list of 100 people that you can contact. And they're like, check your Facebook, check your phone contacts, and just contact 10 people each day, ask them if they want to join a business. And I felt really, really, really uncomfortable doing that.
Did you contact anybody though?
I think I did about 10 people and I stopped.
Oh.
I got one high school friend into it. I'm really sorry to him that I got him into it.
And where's he now?
He has a real job now.
But was he like, was he into it for a long time?
I think he was just in it briefly like me. And he got someone else into it as well.
So you could have three people under you. You could have your six figure.
I should have kept going with it. But in the end, I realized like, I just kept questioning their compensation plan. I was like, you know, for me to make money, like if I get three people under me now, I'm only earning like $20 a month. Like this is not enough for me to make a living. And they kept saying, you know, you could do this part-time. It's a part-time thing. It's just, you know, you can do it when you have a spare time. But in reality, after you join, they're like, you know, if you want to succeed, you have to do this full-time.
Mm.
You have to dedicate every single waking hour to this business. Otherwise, you're not going to make money.
After I graduated, because we graduated nearly the same year, we're only 1 year apart. But a lot of my not friends, but people in my year level, when they graduate their high school, they're posting a lot of like, I earned $40,000 this month, you can do it too. And I didn't know what it was, but I think they were probably in the same company that you were doing it.
100%. And I know exactly which group of people you're talking about because...
Oh, you do?
I do. They're in the in a different company, but similar MLM still. So they were in Herbalife. So they sell like supplements.
Oh, so my mom, like, she didn't get into a pyramid scheme.
The products Usana? Are good. Yeah, yeah. Usana. This is the product I said.
We were taking Usana products. So it's like, mom, like, take one of these Usana products. It's good for you for vitamin. Because my cousin was in it, but I didn't understand why he was in it. I didn't understand what MLM was. But he came into our house and he was selling us some vitamin stuff. And then we were like, okay. And he was asking him, do you want to join? So then my mom, it was free. I think it was like free at that time. But my mom joined, but she didn't recruit anybody to do it.
She joined to get the products.
I think she joined to get the products.
Wow. Well, for Usana, for you to be a consultant, you have to buy like $5,000 worth of products each month. So I don't know. It's just like, you're barely making any commission and you got to invest so much money and then you got to work your ass off to sell it. And the only way, and if you want to maintain, my problems with these MLMs and the reason why I stopped was because I realized in order to continue earning commission, you have to keep buying the products for yourself. So I was like, this is not a sustainable, you know, business. Like, am I legit my own business owner if I have to keep maintaining, like buying products and recruiting people? But I do remember they made me host a party. So one of those parties where you invite all your friends and family.
Oh my gosh.
And you tell them that you're starting a business and you introduce the business and everything like that.
This is like Moira and David.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And that's why when I watched that episode, I was laughing so much because I remember doing the exact
what
same thing.
What's it called? Va-va-boom?
Va-va-boom. But I remember I invited all my friends and family, and like all my friends, like if there's free food and free alcohol, they'll come. And so yeah, they all came. And then my uncle, and my cousin Jasmine, she listens to this podcast.
She came to your MLM party.
She didn't come, but her parents did. And her parents are very successful business owners. Yep. And he said to me, I remember her dad said to me, he was like, no matter what you do, just make sure you stay at uni. Don't like quit uni for this or for anything.
Oh, he knew.
I think he was onto it, but he didn't want to tell me that it was a pyramid scheme.
obviously was, because I got you to sign a disclaimer saying this is not a pyramid scheme.
And then, but I do remember looking back now, a lot of my friends were dropping their hints. They're like, oh, isn't this like a pyramid scheme? And then like, when you're in there, they train you to dismiss all of that. Like, they tell you like, no, this is not a pyramid scheme. And they give you explanations and how to argue back. It's just, but I just want to say though, like going to those meetings, it felt very cultish. And I can see why people fall for it, especially when you're young and you're, you know, you don't have a community, you're looking for your place in the world. And then, yeah, it's just like, it's just very cultish. And I see a lot of people, especially like a lot of people who are vulnerable, like older vulnerable people who maybe just lost their job or, you know, just had a divorce. or in an abusive relationship, they'll come up each week on the stage. They'll be like, I got out of my abusive relationship, or I was able to make money after I lost my job because of this. And then that's how people get trapped into it.
By doing this, like, you burn so many network bridges. You burn so many friends and family, people who actually truly want to. And they just keep brainwashing you and say, you need to keep doing this.
Yeah, and they tell you if
you need to skip birthday parties.
Yeah, if you're not if you have friends and family who disagree with you, disown them. And that's why it's
evil
exactly
and toxic.
Yeah. Before we wrap this up, I did want to say, like, over the years, I'm not a religious person, but I've gone to church and, you know, try to get into religion and try to find the meaning of life, right? Mm. And when I go to church, I've been kind of put off because I feel like it's slightly because of MLMs, because it reminds me of the time when I went to MLMs and they're just like, you know, saying that, you know, if you want to find the meaning of life and find your place in the world, do this. Mm. And I think that's why whenever I think of MLMs or think of religion, I'm just like, sort of like have like a PTSD sort of thing. Yep.
No, that does make sense.
Like I guess, like, yeah. I don't want to shit on your church. Like, I went to your church last time, right? And you have this thing called VIP, right? Where you talk about, why don't you explain what VIP is? It's
like, when the way I explain it, it will sound a little bit weird, but it's, you have nothing to lose. That's the thing.
Well, that's what they say at MLMs as well. $500 investment, you have nothing to lose.
You don't have to spend any money. That's the thing. So what VIP, it actually just means that you are just thinking of someone other than yourself that you want to give extra care to, extra loving for. So it could be your neighbor. So let's say during these COVID times, let's say my VIP could be my neighbor. I'm thinking of her or him and I'd be like, okay, this week is VIP week. Maybe I'll do something extra that I normally wouldn't do, just give someone extra love. So I may create like a gift hamper, put toilet paper, some goodies, some biscuits inside, and just give it to nothing, no cost at all. And I can see why a lot of churches and a lot of religious groups can, some are very, very cultish. Like, I know there's a lot of churches in Melbourne where if you don't want to attend churches anymore, they'll tell you, go denounce your faith. Oh, tell them that because you are not want to come back to church anymore and you can't come to church 5 times a week, which is actually some of them, and you can't do what I'm telling you, you need to tell me right now and in front of everybody at the church that Jesus is not your king anymore. Mm-hmm. So these are the cults that people need to be very careful of.
Well,
but I do know people who actually have attended those churches and have been burned. But at my church, it's a bit different because you're welcome to leave at any time. You're welcome to come as many times as you want. You're welcome to leave at any time.
Is this your pitch to recruit people?
No, it's not. No, it's 100%. No, it's actually true. So then what, like, it's not a pyramid scheme because you don't have to pay any money to come to my church. You don't have to do anything at all. You just come. If you like it, you come stay. If you don't like it, then you can just leave.
Well, all that time when you were speaking, it just reminded me of my MLM. They would, to get people in, right, each week at our weekly team meetings, they'll come together and they'll be like, okay, who can we recruit this week? Like, who can
No, but we're not recruiting.
Let me just tell you what I was
no,
like.
But you're doing, but no, we're not recruiting.
I just want to give you the comparison why it gives me PTSD. Like, we meet up each week and then we sit down in the group, like, okay, all right, guys, time to get brainstorming. Who can we invite to our weekly presentation? And then we'll make a list and reach out to them. And then they'll be like, you know, if they're really hesitant, you know, what if we give them this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is about the...
Are you saying that's like the equivalent of the Bible?
The rat trap of life, right? So this is a very financial freedom book that everyone... is a very famous book, but they like to give this book because it talks about financial freedom. And they'll give that book and then try and lure people in that way. And then if you do want to leave the MLM, if you do leave it, they denounce you. They're like, this person didn't succeed because they didn't try. And that this person is a hateful person. This person is like how you said the
exactly. Those churches exist. And there's a lot of them. Like, I kid you not, there's a lot of them in Melbourne, like heaps and heaps. But my church doesn't do that. You know, my church honestly.
I know. I've been to your church. Your church is nothing
it's
like that.
Nothing like that.
I can attest to that.
If you don't want to come to my church and after if you came and you don't want to, we're like, okay, that's fine. If that's not for you. Honestly, this is probably the safest place. Like, I know a lot. That's why a lot of people within like Republican, they seem so judgmental and they give such a bad taste towards Christian people. But my church, I kid you not, they are the most genuine people, the most kindest people I've ever met. They're the type of people that if you need something, they will actually be there for you no matter what. And when it comes to just love, they will give you so much love. And it is a safe space for people who are LGBTQI+, people, who cares if you do drugs? Who cares if you used to be a thief? Who cares if you have a bad past? Like, these people do not care about that. They just love you for you. And it's very hard to find groups like these.
I just think it's amazing how a lot of MLMs, they take a lot of things from religion because they know
they
that.
They do. No, they do. That's the thing.
Because they know that it works and it lures people into MLMs.
That's the thing. Because the way that Jesus taught, is like, he has 12 main disciples, right? But he tells people to go out in twos. So when you go out in twos, you actually find more disciples and you disciple other disciples. So it does. The shape does paint a triangle, but it is not a triangle because you'd have to pay anything for it. The only thing that you get in return is love. It's God's love. So you have nothing, like, honestly, you have nothing to lose. And I guess the reason why people are a little bit hesitant to touch it or go near to Jesus' teaching or Jesus' love is because of the people who are associated with Jesus, which are the people who use Bible as a weapon. And that is Donald a very Trump. Sad thing.
But guys, we'd love to know about you guys. If you have fallen for an MLM or if you are part of an MLM, no judgment.
Also, disclaimer, my church is not a cult. I'll just make that very clear.
Yeah, look, Thomas Church is not a cult.
It's not a cult.
I will attest that. And as someone who's been a part of MLM and has been to his church, it's not a cult.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, if you're a part of MLM, we'd love to know why you joined and how far up. Look, it is possible to make money in an MLM if you're at the top. If you're at the bottom, the chances of making money is like literally 1%. Only the top 1% makes money. And that's research. It's actually like, if you check the statement disclosure forms on all these companies, only the top 1% make money. But yeah, anyways, to wrap it up, I'd love to know about any of your experiences if you are a part of MLM or if you've been approached by MLM, hit us up on our Facebook page or Instagram page and let us know what you think. All right, recommendation time. All right, this week, my recommendation is just very quick. I'll just build a quick one. My recommendation is check Tom's song, which is Christmas Is Here by CDB and Diesel. It's out now on Spotify. If you're in Australia, you can head to JB Hi-Fi or Sanity to purchase your copy.
Yes,
I purchased
please.
My copy.
Oh, thank you. And I'll sign it for you.
It'll be signed. So, yeah, that'll be good. Maybe we can, I don't know. Yeah, maybe do a giveaway one day.
Oh, actually, that'd be kind of nice. Yeah. My recommendation for this week is Queen's Gambit. So I'm not really much into TV shows, as you guys already know, but this show is actually really phenomenal. And they were dubbing this show as one of the best shows that has come in the last decade.
10 years, I know. That's like up against Game of Thrones. And what's so good about this show? Because in hindsight, it sounds pretty boring because it's just about chess.
So it's just like, pretty much just like chess, about this girl who just becomes the best chess player in the world. But just the way that they tell her story and the way that they film it, the way that she, her character moves, it's just quite interesting. Like the way that she pouts her lip, her haircuts, the fashion sets back to the 50s and 60s or 70s. It just makes you feel like, wow. And one thing which I really do love about Queen's Gambit, even though it's just a show about chess, is that they don't paint anybody much in a negative light. So they show her relationship with her mum or her stepmom, because she's an orphan, that they just show how kind she is and how kind her mother is, not like a Cinderella story.
Yeah, that was actually very refreshing because in like lots of TV shows, if someone is adopted, the parents would always be evil and they'll treat them badly. Whereas in this show,
the stepmother's actually a nice lady.
Yeah.
And she's very open-minded. So when it came to, like, for example, she's sleeping in a boy's house, she'd be like, just make sure you don't get pregnant. And the mother's just so non-judgmental. And I haven't finished it yet, but for those who are looking for a TV show, I think it's about 7 episodes.
What's the synopsis? We haven't explained what the
synopsis is. Sorry. So it's just about a girl who is an orphan and she just learns how to play chess from a janitor. And the janitor teaches how to play chess and then you just see her taking drugs.
She becomes obsessed with
learning about chess. So she takes these drugs, which is like a horse tranquilizer. And nighttime, she will stare at the ceiling where she plays chess by herself. It's really hard to explain if you haven't watched it. But then you just see her develop and fall in love with chess. And the way that she explains is that this skill that she has with chess, it makes her feel safe because she can predict the moves. But watching her talk about chess and her skill developing, such a very minute thing, but it just she just crafts her skill, which seems very smart. It kind of reminds me a bit of songwriting too. That I'll just practice songwriting, dream about songwriting, wake up, do songwriting, and then you just get better and better if you put all your time into this very intricate skill. So watching her develop, it makes me feel a little bit, oh, that could be me.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. As someone who's, like you said, you're obsessed with songwriting. I'm obsessed with running my business right, and to the point where I dream about it. And the one takeaway thing I had was watching this show was, and they pose this question a lot in the show is, you know, after you achieve what you want to achieve, what will you do next? And I think that's such a takeaway for anyone who's in any career who is doing really well or an expert at it. I think it's really important to have other interests as well and think about life and enjoy life as well. And I think that's the moral of the show, pretty much.
True.
Well, if you want to watch Queen's Gambit, it's on Netflix. It's like the top show on Netflix
it's
at the
really,
moment.
It's really good.
It is really good. So we recommend that. So yeah, recommend Queen's Gambit and Tom's new song.
Christmas is here.
Before we wrap up, can you just like sing the chorus just so we can finish it
sing
off?
Sing it a cappella.
Yeah, come on.
I don't think I've actually sang it on the show actually before.
All right, let's do it. You can auto-tune it if you want because you're editing this week, so you can auto-tune it.
Oh, I feel a bit shy.
Okay, let's cue the instrumental. Maybe you can sing on top of an instrumental.
I don't have the instrumental, but I feel a bit... No, I can't. I just played the song. I feel a bit shy.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us all the way to the end of the show. If you're in America, good luck. Hopefully, you get the present that you want. But if you are listening to the show and you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe to us on whatever podcasting app you're listening to. That way, you won't miss an episode from us. But yeah, as always, we see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 'Cause I-